Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we kick off Horror Week with...
He undid my bra.
Oh, my. And that's not her husband.
That wasn't her husband. We'll give you a little clue there.
Plus, in group therapy, Macy's boyfriend just won't stop the really cutesy little baby.
Oh, you when you're angry. Wow. We learned some dude knowledge for Jonas Brothers tickets.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Hopefully you had a good weekend.
yeah. Let me start with last Thursday night and Friday night, 6 hours at the school each night, and then 12 hours at the school on Saturday doing hair and makeup for the high school production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The kids did a fantastic job. It was awesome.
Yeah, how was the makeup?
The makeup was fantastic because the heavy lifting was done by art students the school who did a lot of the animal face painting. Mm-hmm. I was responsible for several different hairdos and the wig pinning and then the switching out of the crowns and the wig that involved zip ties. I'll tell you, quick changes of the makeup and the wig and crowns in about 10 minutes, high stress situation, but it was great. It was a fantastic show. The kids pulled it all off. And then tonight, I will be back at the school for about another 6 hours or so, slinging hot dogs and burgers in the concession stand for the field hockey playoffs. So if you're going to go watch Cal versus Ballard or Sacred Heart versus Assumption, I might be selling you a hot dog.
Look at that.
It's much.
It's
our 19th wedding anniversary today.
Well, yeah. Happy wedding anniversary to you and
That's
Michael.
That's going to be an amazing way to spend it.
You know, hey, you guys are 19 years in. You're fine.
That's right. It literally yesterday, he's like, FYI, I did not get you a card yet. And I said, FYI, neither did I. He's like, great. Look something up on the internet. Look at it and know that's for you. And I said, same to you, babe. And I'll probably post the video I post every single year. I love you.
It's good to see that you've branched out.
That's where we're at. That's the state of the life right now.
All right.
So how are you?
Great. Yeah. You know, my dad and stepmom are in town from the Pacific Northwest. So I've been doing some, I guess,
visiting
local touristy sort of things, like did the Slugger Museum.
Yeah.
You know, hung out there, took them through Hillcrest. Which you know is always kind of fun to see all the decorations there. It's you know, trying to navigate all of that stuff and you know, do the regional cross country meet that was on Saturday and you know, juggle all of that, which Manuel won, so that's pretty cool. They're headed to state, which is next is this Saturday. So I get a trip to Lexington for that. So
awesome.
Yeah, you know,
we're parenting hard this week.
Yeah, you know, do that, right?
Going all in. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully you have a good start to your week, and we've got some tickets for the Jonas Brothers all week as we are giving away suckers to celebrate Halloween week. Hey, let's do some jokes, shall we?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose again. We're Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy I have in my hand, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy. And bragging rights.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
One of our coworkers popped in and was just like, oh, is that your Marconi? And went over to that trophy. And then,
yes,
no,
is the Marconi that our radio station just won.
Just, again, to describe it, it's
taped
got a
on label.
On type label, and it's got a little like tabletop decoration inside the repurposed dance trophy that your daughter won many, many moons ago.
Yep.
So, yes,
not the Marconi.
That's not the Marconi.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. You laugh, you lose. I believe, Kelly, you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost last week.
All right. It's all good.
I'm big enough to admit when I lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Jokes.
Here we go. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with a deep thought of the day.
Okay.
Deep thought of the day. Ben, when you clean out a vacuum cleaner, you indeed become a vacuum cleaner.
Deep thought. Kelly, I opened my water bill and electric bill at the same time today.
Ooh.
I was shocked.
Yes, you were. I bet you were. Yeah. I bet you were. Prices are high. Hey, Ben, I'm washing my car.
No, it was because electricity and water don't mix.
Also that. Okay, hey, Ben, I'm washing my car. My neighbor asked, you washing your car? I said, no, I'm watering it to see if a bus will grow.
Oh.
That's literally something my husband
said. Kelly, if there's a Jellystone Park,
yeah,
that means there's a Peanut Butterstone Park somewhere.
Is there? Is there?
Hey, boo-boo.
The big and the basket. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I strictly forbid my kids from watching orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
Too much sax and violins.
Oh, yeah. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly, what do you call a centaur with a limp?
What do you call a centaur with a limp?
An off centaur.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, you know karate?
I've heard of it.
Karate is just an aggressive way of making people smell your feet.
Ah, okay. Hey, Kelly, why does Piglet smell so bad?
Why does Piglet smell so bad?
Listen, because he plays with poo all day.
Yes, indeed. And Pooh is over there going,
what did I do? What did I do?
Okay. Oh, did I just lose?
I think you did. Oh. I think you did on a technicality. Oh, you did. Damn. You did. Oh, our little ad libs took you out.
What? This is all right. Well, let's stick a knife in this bit, anyways. Wasn't gonna be. None of my jokes were getting any better. So whatever.
Wait, I didn't even get to my one joke that I had a story behind because it was a personal. So one way to find out you're old is to fall down. If people laugh, then you're young. If they act shocked and panicked, then you're old. And this happened to me last night. I planted at the school. It was after the
what happened?
Play, and I'm walking through the row of chairs. Right, I'm looking at my husband like, hey, let's get a picture with Ava in her costume, right? And somebody left a cane blocking the aisleway there. I didn't see it. I like went down in epic fashion. And everybody around goes, oh no.
Is she okay?
They panic. So does that
Did
mean
she break
I'm
a
old?
Hip? Did she break a hip?
Yes. I did injure my elbow.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy the trophy, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hopefully your hip is better.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm going to be sore today.
All right.
But thanks to everybody who was shocked and panicked because they saw me fell and then inadvertently called me old.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Setting the bar stories, Kelly, are
examples of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, love the entrepreneurial spirit, right?
Sure.
Someone who takes action, maybe starts a new job, starts a brand new industry, a new business venture. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's like I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going into business for myself.
Yeah, don't do it like Milton. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cars from your job to start that competing business, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, Milton.
Milton worked at Avis Budget Rent-A-Car.
Oh, and let me guess, he wanted to start his own car rental business?
Yeah, so he stole 47 vehicles and used them to start his own car rental business.
Milton, did you think they weren't going to notice? did you think they don't keep track of their fleet?
So look, Chief Justin, he's kind of talking about Milton here.
There was no point at any point that we'd covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nope.
I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, obviously he works there. He knows the ins and outs of car rental. He can figure
had
it
out. Had access to keys.
It had access to keys, yes.
He was renting them out, and then they were continuously being used until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
Yeah, so basically.
Okay.
Yeah. He was not going about it the right way. But, you know, how is someone supposed to even start a car rental business if you don't have cars?
You need the inventory to start with.
Yeah.
And well,
can't
Avis
fault
had
Milton
a lot
for that.
Avis was like, you know what? There's some here. They probably don't need all of them.
No, probably not. Probably not.
I mean, bless his heart. He just wanted.
You said bless his heart.
To start his own business.
That's
you
all
know?
He wanted.
He's trying to make an honest living, just leaving the honest part out of it.
He's trying to make an honest living. Yeah. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of cars from your employer.
Yeah.
To start a competing business, competing against your former employer.
They might notice.
Yeah, you're doing okay. That is your Setting the Bar story.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we're going to get you in to win a trip to L.A., Camp Flogna. It's a festival like Bourbon and Beyond, but it's in L.A., so hotel, airfare, VIP tickets, the whole nine yards, and we're going to kick off Horror Week and hear about Debbie's balloons.
Oh, balloons are creepy now.
Debbie's balloons.
What's going on with Debbie's balloons? When you say it like that, it can be misinterpreted.
She's got two very plump balloons. I'm kidding. Anyways, Horror Week kicks off next on 99.7 DJX. As we kick off Horror Week here, just the stories of the unknown, the spooky.
The unexplained.
Yeah, with Debbie, who you've got a couple.
I actually have a few from the old house that we used to live in, and we had to move.
All right, you had to move because of it. All right, let's hear them.
To start with, when we very first moved in, I was by myself in the house. The house still was having things moved in. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, in an empty room, and nobody was in the room, one of the light bulbs dropped out of the chandelier.
Oh, that's odd.
Okay.
I contributed that to it being a loose light bulb, and I just dismissed it.
Sure. Normal things that happen.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
So as time went on, cabinet doors would open in the kitchen by themselves. The dishwasher door would open by itself, and I'm like, okay, this is odd. And I'm by myself because I work from home during the day.
Okay.
Nobody else is there but me and the dog.
That's spooky.
And then also, while that's going on, I would hear footsteps in the bedroom, which was not being used upstairs from the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm like getting creeped out at this point.
Yeah, me too.
I got creeped out when the thing started opening, the cabinets and stuff. No.
All right, we'll get to your balloons, yeah?
And then my son graduated from high school, and we had all these big arrangements of balloons and everything that were purchased for his party. They were in the front room, and just all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I was up doing some work, and the balloons just very casually floated across the living room. Well, the balloons, this was a big, huge display of graduation balloons for my son. Oh. Nobody else was awake, just me, middle of the night. The balloons go just kind of floating through the living room, over to the stairwell. They go up the stairwell to the game room upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then they came back down.
What?
Wait a second.
These are arrangements. These are not like single balloons.
No, it's a big arrangement of balloons.
Nope.
And
it's climbing stairs.
To the office where they originated from. Even kidding.
Wow.
Goosebumps right now as I'm thinking about it because I'm like watching these balloons as I'm sitting in the dining room working and I'm like, okay, this is not happening. Mm. Shortly after that, and still hearing footsteps go across the ceiling from the first floor, you know, from upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's upstairs.
Right.
Nobody is upstairs. My dogs never even went upstairs.
Wow. Yeah.
Why are we still living here?
I was going to say, you're moving, right? You're moving, right?
I hear footsteps, you know, hard, heavy footsteps. I'm like, okay, this is wrong. I'm out of here. See ya. Sayonara. We packed our stuff and left and said, you know what, we're just gone. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Happy.
I wouldn't even pack my stuff.
Happy Halloween.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother to pack my stuff. I'd be like, you know, it's probably all cursed. I'm just going to get all new stuff. That gets
yeah, me. Yeah. You know what? You know what? I've got some Kohl's cash I can
get some Kohl's cash. I'll get all new stuff. Oh, no. I'd get all new clothes, new furniture. I'm not even taking pots and pans.
Wow.
From the kitchen where the cabinets were opening by themselves. Nope.
Wow.
Nope. Okay, thanks. Goodbye. Oh,
no. Okay. No. The balloons floated up the stairs and then
back down.
I mean, I could almost justify in my brain the balloons going up the stairs.
Can you? Because I can't. I could say,
okay, they're helium balloons.
No.
They float up.
No.
So maybe there was a weird draft and they float up. But then for them to come back down, I'm like, yeah, no, that's okay.
By the way, we're freaking out, Elena. She says, of course, this spooky segment comes on as I'm driving through McNeely Lake Park.
I'm telling you,
this, a little creepy right
this,
now, this
is one of my favorite segments we do all year. The Unexplained.
Yes, because none of this happened to us. That's why we like it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's your trauma, not ours.
Horror Week. If you've got something you want to add or contribute, 502-795-1997 is our number here. So we do these stories every hour throughout the day here on 99.7 DJX. Every hour throughout the morning, I should say. Kelly Kay.
Listen, if you think you need something done in the community, just ask a four-year-old.
Oh, okay.
You can get some stuff done.
Okay.
Reef is a four-year-old in his community of North Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
He noticed, you know what? People aren't really decorating for Halloween, and I'm pretty upset about it.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, he kind of went on a little rant about it on video.
Okay.
And his mom posted it on the Nextdoor app. People saw it.
Okay.
And said, you know what? He's right. We need to do better.
Uh-huh.
We need to do better. Within days, they turned it around. This is Reef and his mom and the neighbors talking about the decorations.
What's your favorite decoration at that house?
All of them.
All of it?
Daddy, we don't have decorations
up. I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then kids like Reef come by and they drive by and they slow down and the kids love looking at my decorations and it brings back the spirit.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget to decorate!
Don't forget to decorate!
Don't forget to decorate!
That's funny.
It's so great. They said, you know what? We just, a lot of the neighbors had the same stuff they'd had for years and were getting a little tired of it. But then they saw, you know what? There are little kids that still enjoy seeing this or maybe they hadn't seen them before. And they thought, you know what? It just kind of revived the spirit and got people to, make more effort and come together again. It was just really cute. And they posted a little follow up thank you video too.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Hillcrest where a lot of those decorations haven't changed in a decade, but still
doesn't matter though.
Yeah. It's fun.
People look forward to it. They want to see the same things. And you got new visitors every year that have never seen it before. So, yeah, it's your efforts do not go unnoticed, especially by four-year-old Reef.
Right.
You can see his story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Hey, let's do some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Macy needs some help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice here because my boyfriend has started doing something that's honestly driving me a little crazy, LOL.
Okay, tell us.
We've only started dating this year, and overall, he's great.
Yeah.
He has a lot of great qualities.
Great.
He's kind, funny, super thoughtful.
Yes.
But he's developed this thing where he talks to me in a baby voice, like full-on goo goo gaga baby talk.
Amazing.
Oh wow. At first I'll admit it was kind of cute in a silly private way. I let it slide when we were at home, but lately he started doing it in public.
Okay.
The other night we were at a restaurant and he did the baby voice while ordering. The server looked horrified and I just wanted to crawl under the table.
Aww.
I've told him that it's weird, makes me uncomfortable, and asked him to stop, but he insists it's our thing, babe.
Oh.
The problem is, it's definitely not our thing.
Oh.
I like this guy a lot, but this is starting to make me question stuff. So have any of your listeners ever dealt with something like this? Mm-hmm. A partner who does something weird or embarrassing that they just won't stop?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them to chill out without totally hurting their feelings? Mm-hmm. Because, again, he has a lot of great qualities, but this is kind of nuts.
Wow.
Let me see.
So I will have the filet and my day, my little smoky booby boobies. You have the macaroni and cheese and chicken fingers.
I just can't. I just, and the fact that she says it makes me uncomfortable, and he's like, no, no,
girl, it's our thing. It's our thing. Boop. Aren't you cute?
Boop. Oh, wow.
Your cheeks flush when you get angry, and I think that's so cute.
I mean, this should have been just like that. Like, hey, babe, can we not with the baby talk? And then he goes, like, all right, cool. And then that should have been it. But the fact that he's completely ignoring her when she says, it makes me uncomfortable.
I think you just got to like drive that point home, because
we got to double down.
If I felt like, especially early in the relationship, that I was doing something even remotely embarrassing to her, that was embarrassing like her, I'd be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
You don't want to be like annoying the crap out of your partner right now.
So you don't want to boo boo dee doo boo boo dee doo.
Oh, no, sir. Nope. That's no. That's no. Thank you. That's no thank you.
So what you need to do now is just get a dog or a cat together. You can get an animal together. Even though you're less than a year dating, it's fine. Just get an animal. Bring a new life.
Yes. Let's adopt an animal together.
Bring a new life into the relationship. And he can do his boo 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 on them.
That's no.
This is how to lose a guy in 10 days stuff. I just realized that.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's exactly what she did to him, old Benny. Boo, boo,
boo, boo, boo, boo, boo, boo, boo.
Yes, that's exactly what she did.
Wow.
Yes. But she didn't keep it up.
No. And they ended up falling in love, and that was kind of the thing. So, I mean, there is hope, I guess, Macy, that this could turn into something.
If he listens to her when she communicates, hey, I don't like that. Can you please stop?
Have you been in this sort of thing where you've got a partner that's just insistent upon doing something that embarrasses you? How do you get them to stop? Do you just have to be raw about it and be like, yo, you gotta cut that out?
It sounds like she has been when she says, hey, I don't like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable and it's embarrassing in public.
But maybe, Kelly, she's doing it the way you would do it.
Oh, too nice?
Yeah, and, you're being too, like,
non-confrontational by nature, yes.
If you could find it in your heart to reduce the amount of times you do that in public, that would be great. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe she just needs to take a more hardline stance on it. Yeah.
Like, stop or I'm out. That's a little hardcore though, because that would be.
But maybe he'll get the point.
Mm.
All right. 502-795-1997. Do you want to tell us your little boo 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 baby voice for your?
I don't think no. That's not what we're asking for. We're not asking for more of that. No, he might misinterpret and keep it up.
Oh, the Ben and Kelly Show love this.
Everybody does it.
They think it's great.
Everybody does it. It's what couples do.
502-795-1997. Let us know your story on the way on DJX. Started as cute. Macy's boyfriend used baby talk in private. She was like, oh, it's kind of cute. But then started doing it in public. And now she's like, how do I make him stop?
It's so cringe, and it's just driving me nuts. And she's already talked to him about, like, hey, it's weird, it makes me uncomfortable, asked him to stop, and he's like, it's our thing, babe. It's just our thing.
Trina says, that'd be a big deal breaker for me. What a weirdo. I feel like I'd be talking to Ariana Grande the whole time.
Genghis
John said, well, she just needs to go full baby mode on him at a restaurant, asking, do you need your diapers changed? Do you need a little burp?
The diaper change thing might be good.
And just try to do it back to him and embarrass. Now, you might not be able to go back to that restaurant.
No, if also, you are running the risk that he's going to be like, yes,
he's finally in.
This is great. It is our thing. See?
It's our thing. She's in.
You're running the risk.
She's
of
in.
Just a little bit.
Brian says, look, if they don't live together, I'd suggest that she just goes home every time he starts the baby talk. See if he gets the point.
Oh, just gets up and leaves?
You know, I mean, again, I think we just need to draw a hard line in the sand and be like, look, it was cute when you said, honestly, I don't think it's cute. I think it's kind of cringe. So you need to stop. You just need to stop that. Because most guys, they'll get the point. If you're direct with them. Like if you don't like sugarcoat it,
I feel
say,
like
look.
Words like it makes me uncomfortable should be firm enough with what she said. But.
And if you are saying that he is a thoughtful person,
yeah,
he should pick up on that.
Okay.
So I don't know if she is, maybe she's being a little harder nosed to us than she is to actually him to his face. You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like her saying, I'm telling him that I feel uncomfortable. To us is
weird.
Is just like, oh, and not like nervously laughing in the moment, you know? So Macy, maybe you just need to do that little harder line.
Or, hey, I know you think that this is our thing. Can we find another thing? A different thing.
Now, Mike brings up a point and says, you know, look, if he is as thoughtful as you say, I think he will understand if you just simply tell him to stop altogether. Just remember, it's the little things like this that pulled you towards him. So careful what you want to change. Good luck. Interesting. Like, he could take offense and go, well, she just thinks I suck at all things, so I'm just going to be pouting, pouting, pouting,
yes,
pouting, pouting,
pouting.
That's
why we have to choose the best way to approach it. Gingerly, he could go, yeah, a little diaper in a wad. So we don't want that to happen. So we just, you know.
Did you make a boom boom in your poo-poo?
Oh, wow. Maybe that's, I don't know.
Allison says... That gives me massive ick. Talk like that back to him until he gets the hint. I don't know if talking back to him, though, is the right idea, because then he may, that it may encourage him.
It sounds like he's going to like that. So I don't know. I think we're just going to have to
double
down in a sweet, gentle way. Just listen. Can we find a new thing, like a different thing? Because this, I'm not feeling like is our thing. Like, I don't like it.
Look, don't want to necessarily kink shame here if that's his thing. But, like, in public, because we all do weird things when doors are closed, right? With our partner. Or am I the only one?
I feel like
you were very
Gooser.
Silent.
You were
very silent in that whole statement.
Really think that we do anything?
You just kind of left me out to dry there.
Well, because we know how much
we're all kind of weird,
life.
Aren't we? When we're behind closed doors with our partner.
Well, you more than others. Okay. Yes. I'm just going to say that maybe we just figure out a different thing that they can share. Secret handshake, maybe?
A secret handshake?
So my daughter and my husband have this little handshake thing they got going on. They got a little club.
That's father-daughter. That's cute.
I know. Well, then come up with something else that's less cringe.
Okay. All right. Well, Macy, good luck. I don't think doing it back to him is the idea that we want to do.
No, I don't
think
we try to.
I do think I go
teach
back
him
to,
by example.
I go back to just make sure you are not being coy about how you tell him no. You just got to be firm about it. And he should, if he's thoughtful, as you say he is, then, you know, he should understand.
Ooh. Maybe she says, listen, when you talk like that, it kind of makes me feel like I'm your mother. And we don't need that kind of a dynamic, right?
So,
you know, like, I need you to be my hot, strong, strapping man, right?
You're my hot, strong, strapping man.
Yes, and no, that makes me feel like I got to mom you. And I don't, we need to want to mom you.
All right.
Yeah, no.
All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted, Macy. That's group therapy. Test me on your dude knowledge. Let's introduce you to Riley calling us from Jeff. Hi, Riley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I like that.
How would you rate your typical dude knowledge? Do you think you know, like, dude things in your life?
The last time I played, I got 5 out of 5, and I didn't even have to phone in fully. So.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow.
Okay,
wow.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yeah, Riley's got red hair, is 5'4", drives a Chevy, and it's complicated in the relationship department. But you know what? It all is at some point in life, right?
Exactly. It's fine.
Yeah, it's complicated. Look, I say that about my wife, and we've been married over 20 years. So, you know, it's like, hey... It's complicated.
You figured it out. Yeah.
It's complicated. All right, here we go. Dude knowledge. Riley, here we go. Question number one. Steely McBeam is the mascot of what professional football team?
He's a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers is right. Look
that
at you.
That was going to be my educated guess. I concur.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I tried to make it a little bit easy to start.
Thank
you.
Thank you. All right.
Question number two, Riley. Dude knowledge. Here we go. In beer talk, what does IPA stand for?
It's a pale ale, but I know what the I is.
Maybe just toss out a guess.
International
pale ale.
International
pale ale, it is
not. Individual pale ale?
Individual pale ale.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. What is it?
Irene's pale ale. No.
Irene.
It's Indian or India pale ale.
Oh.
Yeah, India pale ale.
I don't like international more.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a beer drinker there, Riley?
No, I'm not a big beer person.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not. I drink Arbor Mist, so that's where my knowledge
I'm telling
stops.
You, Kelly, the way you have talked about Arbor Mist with
what?
Such glowing reviews over the past 20 years, you'd
yes,
think that they would have sent you cases of that by now.
How am I not an official spokesperson at
know.
This point? That is a valid
I don't
question.
Know. All right, Riley, let's see. You got one right, you got one wrong. Here we go. Next question, dude knowledge. According to Kelly Blue Book, what is the best-selling automobile of 2025 in America?
Why would anybody know that just off the top of their head without looking it up?
What?
Did you know that?
I could have easily guessed.
I don't know, something Ford.
I do need a more specific answer than
just a model,
a brand.
Just an automaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go with like a Ford truck.
A Ford truck. You know
That's
what?
Probably a good
I'm going to go ahead
That's
and give that
guess.
To you. I'm going to give
oh,
that to you.
That!
The Ford F-Series is the number one selling automobile in America.
Shout out Ford truck.
So yeah, Ford F-Series.
Yes.
So that's a bunch of those, like, you know, Ford F-150, Ford F-250, you know,
yes.
any of those. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give that to you. I'll give that to you.
America.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Riley, question four. What type of shoes does the brand FootJoy make?
FootJoy makes those running, walking shoes. They're like for athletic-y stuff. Some of them are like 5 foot cleats, but not like athletic-y shoes.
They're like what
like
shoes?
They have the spikes on them, but they're not. But they're not cleats. They're.
Are they for a sport?
Yeah.
Like what? What?
Which one?
The only other sport that doesn't have like the really spiky cleats is like golf.
Okay.
So let's
I'll
run
give
with
it to you. It's golf shoes. It's golf shoes. We got
I knew
there.
That one.
Yeah.
I knew that one. My
yeah.
husband's a golfer.
Yeah, of course, Riley says. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Took her a long way to get there. It's like, you know, it's like one of those
she's trying to,
shoes.
She's trying to quickly write, get it into
yes,
her phone. She's like, okay,
fine.
Foot
yeah.
joy.
She got there.
Oh, Riley, we love you. All right.
I knew they had the clean spikes, but I knew they weren't part of like football or like a baseball.
You're right.
And I was like,
they do wear spiky cleat-like shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Last question, dude knowledge. How well you know your dudes, Riley. What is the name of the doctor that specializes in male reproductive health?
Kelly?
Take it away. Oh, she's...
What? Why are right. you tossing this to me?
Listen, Kelly knows least about guys. Reproductive health.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for finishing that. Because I shouldn't really know much about that, right?
All right.
Are you talking about Dr. Ruth? Like, if we were staying in the foot lane, I was going to say Dr. Martin's or Dr. Scholl's. No, Dr. Ruth, she knows things about some things. Okay, fine. Who is it? Who is the doctor? Men's reproductive health?
Andrologist.
What?
It's an andrologist. A doctor that specializes in male reproductive health.
Never.
Every guy should know that.
Heard of
even
that
even though I haven't
term.
Been to one, every guy should know that.
Every guy needs to know that. Guys, I'm going to need for you to chime in. Did you know that was a thing?
Yeah, of course
I've never
he did.
Heard of that doctor expertise ever.
Hey, you know what? 3 out of 5 ain't bad. Congratulations, Riley.
Yeah, she's almost maybe a dude.
She's almost maybe a dude is what you said. Listen, let's not add to the complication in Riley's life, okay?
She could like hang with the dudes.
All right, congrats, Riley. Hang tight, we'll hook you up, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go.
Okay, I still need, people are starting to roll and never heard of that kind of a doctor.
Well, just and because.
Genghis John says, as a dude, I've never heard of that.
Listen,
of an andromist.
Okay, sorry. I have completed a half a semester of pre-med. Maybe that's where it skews.
Okay, gotcha. So if you're a dude and you have some sort of like medical field knowledge, then maybe you've heard of them.
Okay.
But just normal dudes have never heard of that.
Kelly, we're giving her a prize anyway. She got a majority of it right. It's fine.
Still,
you don't need
point.
To. Okay, anyways. Riley, sorry you had to hear us argue like that. All right.
Yes, Audra is saying a urologist gives the good old snip.
Yeah, urologist does
that.
Now listen,
watch that.
I would have given her a half a point had she said urologist, but whatever. Oh, all right, okay. So there you go. That's your dude knowledge.
That's great.
Dude knowledge
on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. So we do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is just really cute. David Dobrik is a TikToker, has over 25 million followers.
No, oh, wow.
And his mom has only asked him, like, just to meet one celebrity.
Okay.
She's like, if you ever, you know, get a chance, would love to meet this one person.
Right.
And, well, that celebrity happened to be hiding in the back seat of the car they were in when she thought they were going to a premiere.
It's not him, right?
Who's him?
Are you serious?
Welcome to New Jersey.
Welcome to New Jersey.
It's me.
Oh my God. I'm very happy to see you.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very happy, David.
Oh, sorry.
What kind of snacks did you get?
You know, you were with me through my teenage years.
Thank you.
Like, just can you sing something for me?
Okay, so who was that?
That was, you couldn't figure it out from the music?
No.
It was John Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
She loves John Bon Jovi. David, you know, rigged it to where
sure.
he could, you know, just have him pop up out of the back seat.
You know, Kelly, adorable. You've been in the game quite a bit. I know there's someone here at the radio station that would probably enjoy you doing the same thing.
Oh, me doing the same thing of, oh, yeah, trying to arrange to get John Bon Jovi. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Suzanne would lose her mind.
She would lose her mind.
But listen, I feel like you've got more pull in that arena than I do.
Oh, don't
Mr.
put it on
Boss
me.
Man.
Yeah, don't
you've
put
got,
it on me.
You got powers at the corporate level to make stuff like that happen. And by the way, you just announced a world tour that, yes, she has already announced to the entire staff. She came walking down last week. Did you hear the news? Bon Jovi's going on a world tour next summer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you hear? Yeah. I'm getting tickets, right? Madison Square Garden is where they're kicking off. I don't know if they're coming near here.
Anywhere yet. Near Louisville, right?
But yes, but you can see that sweet surprise. It's just always fun to see a mom
sure.
go nuts
yeah.
over meeting her favorite celeb. And
oh, yeah.
David was able to do that. See the sweet video at WDJX.com.
Up on 99.7 DJ. Horror Week. All of your stories of the unexplained, those weird noises, the things that go bump in the night. We're taking your stories all week. One of my favorite weeks that we do on the show all year. because everybody kind of has those weird things that happen that you just don't know about. You just can't explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, explain to us what happened to you.
You know, we have two ghosts living in our home, and seriously, I have gotten a back rub. Oh. And also in the middle of the sleep, he undid my bra.
Are you kidding me? You have a horny ghost that lives with you?
Well, actually, we think it's an older gentleman and his son who would be in his 30s or 40s who's got a haunted horny ghost.
Oh my god, that's too much.
They don't do us any harm. Some weird things happen. They pulled my daughter's hair. She's a teenager.
Oh.
And the dogs will bark up at a corner or at different things, and the cats will even follow something move across the room. But they have not done anything to us. So we just don't really speak about them in the house.
Yeah.
Because from my understanding, it will pull them out.
Oh.
Having your bra undone and then having a back rub and turning around thinking it's one of your kids being sweet and nobody's there. That's a little spooky.
That is a little spooky, Laura.
No, but you know what? I'm not entirely mad about the back rubs.
Wait!
We could just...
You'd be like, hang on a second. A little harder.
A little harder.
A little more firm.
Wow!
Listen, if I can't get a back rub from anyone else in this house, at least I can take it from a ghost. Undid her bra.
Wow.
That is Laura,
presumptuous.
It's like, hey.
Wow. Hey. Somebody hasn't had a date in a while.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Probably because there are ghosts.
A Swifty Kim texts us and says, excuse me, who sleeps in their bra? I couldn't even imagine.
100% valid point. No, sir.
That's when
we're free.
See, that's the ghost just going, you know what, I'm going to help you out here.
Like, listen, you don't need to sleep in that.
Yeah. Yeah, too restricting. Let him breathe.
Wow.
What I can't do anymore.
Wow. Like, is it more of a firm touch, like a shiatsu? Is that, are they really getting in there and kneading?
I can't imagine that a ghost's massage is going to be any good.
Yeah. Definitely not one like you can get at the mall at that place where you sit in a little chair with your face down. They are really good.
Yeah. The ghost is probably not asking you to lay down and put your head in this little pillow.
Yeah. No.
And, you know, use oil and knead your back.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably trying to do it at weird times. So,
probably.
Anyways, all right. Hey, thanks, Laura, for that. We appreciate it.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard of someone getting a back rub from a ghost.
And a bra being taken off.
And your bra getting
Which, by the way,
snapped.
Mason that texts in and says, props to the ghost. Some bras are hard to take off as a man myself.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, those can be tricky. So, wow.
Horror week. You know, just those quick stories of the unexplained we like to feature for Halloween week. Couple quick stories. First, we'll get to Natalie here in a sec. Kim said was having a girls' night at a friend's house. We all knew her house was haunted. It had been on one of those ghost hunting shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we were all sitting on the porch having supper, and one person walked into the house, and I could see her, so we knew it. She didn't do it. And no one else had been in the house, so she called for us to come in there, and the napkins that had been on the cabinet were in the middle of the floor and looked like they had just been dropped in the spot there. Wind would have scattered them all over the place. The night went on. Nothing else happened. We went to bed and all slept in the same room in the floor. Made sure I was in the middle of the group, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yes,
that's kind of spooky. You know, yeah, especially when you know.
Don't be on the outside, because that'll be the first one to go.
Yeah, that's right. If you're going to sleep all together huddled up, you want to be on the middle, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the outside.
Yeah, okay.
That's when you're walking through, like, a haunted house. Same
yes,
deal.
You're
you
not kinda first.
Be, you want to be kind of be in the middle of the group
yes,
there.
Exactly.
In the haunted house.
You don't
want
to be picked off first or picked off in the back.
Right.
Okay, so Natalie, about 5 years ago, when I was living in my apartment, I often heard footsteps going up the stairs or sounds of somebody in the kitchen.
Oh.
For the longest time there, I thought it was my cats running around. But then oftentimes I would be upstairs in my bed with the cats with me and still hear those noises.
Oh.
So I installed cameras.
Okay.
Caught nothing, but still heard the noise. I had my boyfriend at the time come over just to make sure I wasn't going crazy, LOL. He heard the same thing and jokingly yelled, "Bob, if you're going to make a snack in the middle of the night, can you wait till morning?" And everything stopped. It just, that worked. Everything stopped. However, the next morning, when we went downstairs, all the cabinets were open.
Oh.
But after that, we would occasionally hear a noise in the kitchen, but it mainly stopped at night. So I'm betting it was maybe a kid ghost or something, because my boyfriend getting after them seemed to stop it.
Wow.
I don't know. I moved out of there about a year after, but at least it wasn't anything too awfully bad. All of the kitchen cabinets being open, that I would immediately walk out the door and never come back.
Yeah, literally, the ghost
was
like,
for me.
Oh, yeah, snack does sound good. Let me see if I can try to figure that out.
Yeah, no.
And my name's not Bob. Thanks.
Thanks, but fine.
It's
I'll keep it down at night.
Sebastian.
Sebastian. No, all I need to do is walk in to discover all of the cabinets open.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
I'm
a big
out.
Nope
Deuces.
For me. That's a
you
big
can
nope.
have the place, ghost. Don't be late on the rent. I'm out.
Don't be late on the rent. All right, Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we'll take more of your stories at 502-795-1997. You can always send in a voice note or give us a call or text. It's Horror Week. Stories of the unexplained. Get to a text real quick.
From Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom went to visit my Nana's grave late one night. And as we were leaving, we heard a sound like a hurt cat.
Oh.
So we went to check it out while my mom waited in the car.
Wow.
Oh, that's probably exactly
sorry,
what it
sorry, like. I'm trying to add to the story here.
Okay, but the sound kept getting farther and farther away, even though I never saw anything moving. And when I was at the other side of the grave, I like snapped out of a trance and realized the sound was like getting me away from my mom. So I turned around and ran back to the van. And when I got back, my mom told me the light pole went out when I walked off.
Oh.
And as we were leaving, it came back on.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for adding the cat noises.
I felt like it needed.
It enhanced it.
The
it
accent.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Marina was telling us she went to this school in the South, and there was a ghost who lived in your sorority house.
So my sorority house actually has a ghost that lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little girl that drowned in the bayou behind our house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she loves to, like, steal your mail off your desk or your homework or papers.
Oh.
And she'll shower whenever you're gone and just leave the shower on so whenever you get back, it's still on.
Wait, hang on a second.
What?
So she would haunt the whole house or just, like, a room?
Oh, yeah. She lives in one room, and
uh-huh.
all of us that have lived there the past, like, 4 years have all experienced her.
Oh, wow, that is so creepy.
And apparently sometimes she sneaks over to one of the fraternity houses at night.
Oh, I'm sure Giggity. She does.
Giggity.
I'm sure she does.
All right, but you know what? First,
hey,
most
boys.
I've really heard about being worried about hygiene.
Hey, boys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm freshly showered.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not alive, but does that matter?
Not alive, and I've got some homework I need help
wow.
with. Wow. So, wow, Marina, thank you. It's the stories of the unexplained here on 99.7DJX. I am looking at the traffic maps, and, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, sorry about that. Hopefully it's not too frustrating. It's not making you too late. But any traffic for me, any time in my life, I feel frustrated. Like, I can't handle traffic anymore. We get to work so early in the morning that mm-hmm. traffic usually isn't an issue. But if I hit any sort of traffic...
It's annoying.
Regardless of any, yes, it's annoying.
Can't handle it. Come on, go.
I just
Why are you not going?
Popped on Reddit and I saw someone had made a post that said the past two times I've gone to work, there's been a wreck. And both times the left lane has been blocked. Both times people wait until the very last second to merge into the right lane. Why? It makes my blood boil. You can see clearly that the lane is closed. Ugh. Now, that you like, I used to be me where I would get over at the earliest possible time when I saw that there was merging traffic or whatever. But I stopped doing that. And I started because my sister-in-law was like, well, that's what zipper traffic is. And that's supposed to be better. You're supposed to drive up until you can't drive anymore. And then zipper in. That's what it is. Zipper in, zipper traffic. That's supposed to make traffic flow a little more smooth. And I got to thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start doing it. And, you know, whenever, because I feel like there's always construction on something and, and one of these highways, you know, you just stay in the lane until you have to get over and then you just zipper in. But a lot of times people that have been sitting there that have gotten over,
They're pulling a move. I'm not letting you pull a move.
That's right.
I've been here the whole time waiting in this long line. You're going to wait too, mister.
They get over too early and then they get frustrated because they've been sitting there a lot longer than you and then they don't want to let you in.
Oh, they think that you can just zip right on in, huh? Is that what you think?
That's called zipper merging.
Yeah. No, people don't like that around here.
What do you do?
I mean, I like to try to do that, but I've been getting nervous about not being able to do that. So I will go about halfway. I'll try to go further and then start to be putting the turn signal on and usually I look for a truck, like a big semi.
Yeah, usually a semi.
Because then they'll leave a little bit more of a gap and I'll kind of zoom right on in.
Yeah, I'm sure the trucks love that.
Oh, they hate that. You're not supposed to do that. But they're moving real slow.
So
at least I know
fault.
They're not going to be slamming on their brakes into the back of me. Because I'm also triggered about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll put the turn signal on just to show my intentions.
Yes.
With no intention.
You knew that's what I was doing.
With no intention of actually getting over until the very last second.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're just looking for a big enough window.
Yeah,
and that's really what it is. It's just looking for a big enough window. Like maybe somebody was kind of like not paying. They're just like, well, I'm stuck here. I'm just going to check out my phone.
And then they'll
leave a gap.
And they look up and they see that traffic in front of them has moved, and so they start to move. And then that's when you can zip in. But normally, I've started pressing my luck a little bit and
going
until going all the way. And then it's like, hey, I'm already here. You might as well just let me in and then just kind of start to make that move.
Tough to reason with people at that point, though.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And it's easier to weave in and zipper in when you're still moving. But if you like go all the way till you have to stop because you ran out of lane, that makes it more difficult. And that's what usually I'm afraid. So I'm going to go as like halfway until I've got, you know, about halfway left of the lane, and then I'm finding my window and zipping in.
Well, we feel for you if you're stuck in traffic. That's all we're saying.
And glad we're not you. Thanks so much for listening, though.
Appreciate the zipper merge, though, all right? It's 99.7 DJX. We'll get to a feel-good story coming up, plus setting the bar stories and more on the way on DJX. Let's get to a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yes. I don't know if you do your banking at an actual bank.
I mean, sometimes you have to. There are certain transactions you have to if you need
to. You have to actually go to the bank.
Deposit a check. You can do that in the ATM. Or you can just do it on the app. I choose to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do online banking now. But some people still use those pneumatic tubes in the drive-thru, right, at the bank.
Sure.
You know, it just feels a little bit maybe more secure to go to the actual bank to do your banking.
Right.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking your lit cigar in the bank tube, then you're doing okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is Jacob. Jacob's 33. And he decided he was going to pull up at the drive-thru, you know, bank lane and stick his lit cigar in the money tube.
was this just like an oopsies and I wasn't paying attention and I just had the wrong thing in the wrong hand or something?
Okay. It appears that it was intentional.
Oh.
We're not really sure if he did it out of anger or just to be a jerk. He apparently has a long rap sheet, so he may just be like, I'm just a troublemaker.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. He actually got charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the second degree, both Class A misdemeanors, because when the bank employee got the tube back and opened it up, you know, obviously, probably not paying attention. Well, probably not paying attention completely as to what's in it, because...
Well, you don't expect a lit cigar to be in there.
Right.
You expect paper to be in there.
She opened up the tube, inhaled the cigar smoke, and apparently she had to require medical care. Sounds like she's going to be okay. Maybe she suffered from, you know, asthma or something like that, where the cigar smoke just, you know, made her feel sick or something like that. But yeah, so I don't know if that was on your to-do list to, like, drop something in the bank tube that's not actually your transaction, but...
Let's just leave it to the banking transactions.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and leave it to what you actually need to do there. So that is your setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking your lit cigar in the bank tube, you're doing okay.
Wow, that is a different one.
Yeah.
That is not something you expect as a bank employee.
No, not at all. And look, I'm not even, I've tried to smoke a cigar once, and kudos to anybody who can actually do it without getting sick, because
husband can do it occasionally, like on special occasions. He's had one.
Yeah, I was green afterwards. Oh. So maybe I was doing it wrong or whatever. It was, it did not end well for me. So, and maybe that was the same case with Jacob there. Maybe he was like, ooh, you know what? Someone asked me or said I should try to smoke a cigar. So I tried and it was just no good.
Maybe he mistook it for a trash can.
I don't know. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Good weekend for sports as the Cards again punch their ticket and make themselves known in football as a football school, beating Boston College pretty well there at home. This is coming off of a win against Miami, number two Miami, so that's pretty good.
It did not go as well
for the Cats. Right, exactly.
Not their night.
But here's the yang to this yin for the Cards, as federal authorities have charged more than 30 people in two connected investigations into illegal sports betting and poker schemes. Among those arrested are former UofL and current Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier.
Oh, no. Oh, we don't need more of that.
Listen, I mean, there were a lot of people. And they're actually looking at former UofL Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson into this, too.
Oh, no.
Because part of the alleged thing that they did was, I guess, fake an injury to sway the odds and the line and the betting line.
Oh, come on now.
And so right now, currently, you know, Lamar Jackson, who plays for the Baltimore Ravens, he's out on injury. But they apparently had cleared him to maybe play, but then he didn't play. So the betting line went from them being up 8.5 points to 2.5 points, which can change, you know, millions of dollars. It can sway things millions of dollars. So that's a thing. And I did see several people commenting about the fact that it's like, wow, don't know how they got involved in sports betting, brought to you by DraftKings and all these other, like, everything is brought to you by some sort of sports gambling. So
yeah,
it's everywhere.
Okay.
So anyways, the yin and the yang. Cards football doing great. Terry Rozier getting caught up in this sports betting scheme. So yeah, that's not great. So anyways, there you go. A little sports. Oh yeah, and the World Series is on too, but you know, whatever.
With the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
See, you know that now. You know that now. Yes.
I need a dude knowledge.
Dude knowledge. On 99.7 DJX. We have kicked off Horror Week here on the show, and all week we're going to be taking your stories of the unexplained. Now, we can't get to every single story that comes across our path every morning.
No, we got all week. We're gonna spread them out all week.
Yeah, we're going to sprinkle them out through the week, but we've already had some pretty good ones, and we will try to feature more. One of our favorite was the story of Laura.
So we have two ghosts living in our home, and seriously, I have gotten a back rub, and also in the middle of the sleep, he undid my bra.
Come on.
Well, then, first of all, what are you doing sleeping with a bra on?
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
You're supposed to just sleep free.
Maybe that's Casper the Friendly Ghost just going, oh, you look uncomfortable.
Let me just see
what's happening here. let me get my little ghost fingers in there. And
yeah, listen, I'm not mad at the back rubs, though. Like, you know, that I might allow.
So, wait, what happened first, though? With Laura's ghost.
Not sure.
Was it the back rubs then the bra, or the bra then the back rubs?
Maybe they were just trying to, they started to do the back. I'm like, oh, these straps are restricting. And then maybe tried to.
Ghost is pulling one of my moves.
Maybe.
Pulling one of my moves. It's like, here.
Kudos,
little,
those little things back can rub. Be tricky.
Oh, yeah, the bras?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I still have issues to this day.
Casper hands, I feel like that makes it worse.
Yeah, ghosts, they can't grip things very well.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Anyways. And yes, you were talking about
the first, though.
You were talking about the balloons where we heard from Debbie earlier, and she legit had a cluster of balloons for her son's graduation that mysteriously floated upstairs and then back downstairs.
Yep, nope, and nope, nope, yeah. Nope,
yeah.
Nope.
So these stories, we'll get to them all week because they're so, this is one of my favorite times of the year that we do on the show.
Yes.
We feature your stories of the unexplained, the unknown.
Yeah, you can email us or text us, and you can even send us a voice note of you telling the story, which is
better.
Preferred.
Yeah, that's preferred for sure.
Because Ben and Kelly Show.
We can hear the emotion and the fear in your voice, which is great. Yeah, you don't want us trying to recreate your fear because that would just sound awkward.
We are professional.
This is true. This
you
is true.
You expertly recreated ghost cat sounds.
Meow.
That was awesome.
Thanks. All right, what else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.